This audio poem is a production of PoetryFoundation.org.
My friend Stanley Kunitz is now almost 101 years old. He was twice America's Poet Laureate. Stanley's great achievement is not his mere longevity, but the fact that he's written his best work later in life. In his 70s and 80s, he composed the poems that were most alive, most emotionally available, most vulnerable. And I thought, how do you do this? How do you get more present, more subject to the life of feeling as you age? And in trying to answer that question about Stanley, I thought about his garden. He's a person who has a beloved, long-tended garden. And thus this poem. Heaven for Stanley. For his birthday, I gave Stanley a hyacinth bean, an annual, so he wouldn't have to wait for the flowers. He said, "Mark, I have just the place for it," as if he'd spent 98 years anticipating the arrival of this particular vine. I thought poetry a brace against time, the hours held up for study in a voice's cool saline. But his allegiance is not to permanent forms. His garden's all furious change, budding and rot, and then the coming up again. Why prefer any single part of the round? I don't know that he'd change a word of it. I think he could be forever pleased to participate in motion. Something opens. He writes it down. Heaven steadies and concentrates near the lavender. He's already there.